This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy. Joy.
Hide and seek.
So sexy it hurts.
You're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. James Finlay and Andrew the Apprentice with you. It is 9:30 and interesting half hour to come,
yes,
Andrew.
Yes, we're talking bromance. And now, James, you've got a few straight mates.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
I seem to have lost my straight mates along the way somewhere. But anyway.
Well, you know, I don't know. They come and go.
Yeah.
Like all mates do.
And, you know, they get married and they get kids and all
yeah,
that sort of stuff.
Yeah, and then, you know, then they don't go out anymore and blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, no, most of my friends are straight women or a few straight guys. And then, you know, a couple of token gays. Not many gays, though. I had a lot of gay friends when I was in Europe, though.
Right, okay.
Because I met all my friends. Like, I didn't know how to really meet people.
Yes.
So I was meeting people off...
Offline.
App, or, yeah, online.
Or, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. So then a lot of my mates ended up being, yeah, gay there. Or people that I met at language school or whatever. But, yeah, it was a bit weird. Because I wasn't used to it.
But would you say that the younger guys in particular are being a lot more bromancy?
Like straight guys?
The straight guys.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Is that
so.
What you've seen? Like, I can remember...
Especially in the UK.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But I've also seen guys here, you know, on the tram or something.
Yeah.
They're all straight, but they're, you know...
Hugging
and...
Yeah.
You know, doing all that sort of stuff. And you go, you sort of double take and you go, hang on a minute. What's going on? Are they gay? No. Oh, no, they're just straight, but they're just very touchy-feely.
Yeah, exactly. Or even if you go younger into teenagers, they might not even identify as any sexuality.
Yes.
It is so fluid in schools these days.
Really?
Yeah. But, yeah, but when I was in Europe, straight guys were very comfortable with doing anything.
Anything?
Well, you know, to an extent. The amount of comments I would get is like, oh, mate, after like a couple of drinks, you never know what's going to happen.
Oh, okay.
That kind of thing.
That kind of stuff.
But
yeah. was normally teasing though, probably.
You know, part of it, but then...
No.
Sometimes you just don't know where it'll end up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to be chatting a little bit more about this with our next guest, Mr. Aussielicious, Brenton.
Did he make up his name himself? who's called him Aussielicious? Where's a photo?
Oh, I'll show you a photo.
Okay. And it's time for one of our regulars.
It is Mr. Aussielicious, live from Sydney. Brenton, good evening.
Good evening, boys.
Now you've made some commentary on your blog in the last couple of weeks about something that James and I were discussing, having further discussion about this in the near future. We need to find some straight boys to talk about this, but bromance.
Yes, bromance is. Mystery me to me, but hey.
What? It was new to you?
Well, I don't have any straight bromances.
Oh, okay, fair enough. I had a best straight mate, actually. He lives in Sydney now. But I thought everything was kind of normal until I was telling one of my friends about what we would do. And there were even times where after a couple of drinks, we'd have a bath together, completely naked, and we'd just be sitting in there singing Crowded House. And but there was one time, that happened once, and then there was one time where he like, you know, asked me to like reach for like something that was, you know, behind him or something.
I'm yeah.
Get it yourself. It's behind you. He's like, no, you get it. I was like, all right. And but nothing else happened after that.
Oh.
No. Or maybe I should have just kept you hanging.
That was going somewhere much more.
I know.
But his girlfriends always used to hate me. So wow. That, yeah, I was the biggest threat.
Now, there was a study that came out. Now, the study only had, I think, 40 people in it. But anyway, it's still...
still a study.
It's still a study out of the UK.
I think it was actually about... maybe it was 90?
No, okay, 90.
Not a huge...
Not a huge number. But it said that in the UK that straight boys are cuddling a lot and you know, cuddling up in bed together.
Yeah. I like the idea that mates are that comfortable with each other. And I imagine it would happen a fair bit drunk on footy trips and stuff, like just kind of crashing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, more in a crashing drunk sense rather than going, oh, there's a space here, let's snuggle.
I think it might be more in the passing out stage rather than the, hey, let's watch a Disney movie and snuggle.
A Disney movie and a snuggle sounds like a heavenly night.
I know, right? It's what I did the other night with Frozen.
I still haven't seen that.
Oh, my God. Get on it, Brenton. Get on it.
You have to get on it. Now, the other part of bromancing, apart from the cuddling, is when the cuddling goes to something else.
Yes, the bro job.
The bro job.
This is...
Which I only found out about this week. And I found that I was led to the Urban Dictionary definition, and I'm surprised that this happens. But then you hear that old thing, oh, it's just mates helping mates out. That's all it is.
So might be.
Maybe it's more common than we really think.
You know, we have a big culture of mateship here in Australia, and perhaps people are just going the extra mile to look out
maybe
for their
it's
mate.
Just the step before passing out next to each other in bed.
I think, well, this has happened to me where we've both woken up. In bed in the middle of the night with raging hard-ons, and then was like, well, let's just help each other out to get rid of this.
Yeah.
So I think maybe that's what's happening.
That was with
your
gay mate.
Yeah, but he was gay, but we never did anything. Like, we'd never done anything before. We weren't really sexually involved
but
in
I
any...
I don't think that's a giant leap for two gay men to help out with a hard-on.
Well, it never happened to me before.
Well, okay. I'll just leave that alone then, maybe.
Well, maybe you're not leaving it alone.
Yeah, I don't know how often this blowjob action would happen with straight boys.
Well, in our fantasies, it happens all the time.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I'm sure One Direction are, you know, doing it to themselves, you know, helping each other out as well.
Fine, why not? I'd be encouraged.
Now, Brendan, actually, why don't we go to a quick, because James and I got to catch up on some reading here, because we found a message board all about blowjobs. So let's go to a quick couple of announcements, and we'll come back and find out what people are saying about blowjobs.
You bitches, everybody fuck, but don't forget to wear your condom.
Joy 94.9.
Now, Brenton, have you had much feedback on your blog about bro jobs? What have people been saying?
And a short answer, no.
Strangely enough, not a lot of straight men are chiming in saying they're doing it.
But then you probably don't get a lot of straight men reading your blog.
Looking at how many naked men are...
More than you would expect, but
really?
A lot.
Okay. Well, we've stumbled upon this bro job forum, which reminds me of the soft porn that I used to read when I was a teenager.
Yes.
Like, you know, it was like, oh, my friend and I were having a sleepover you know,
and
blah, blah, blah.
The books from the US, which, you know, locker rooms and all
that. Yeah, all that kind of stuff. This, I love, well, I don't know if I love this one or not, but it says, my first bro job was in the Bronco Stadium bathroom on game day. My buddy and I were so riled up, we thought we would support the team by giving each other Bronco jobs. Seriously, how do you get... First of all, how do you get riled up watching a football game if you're not, you know, into it?
Yeah.
Maybe they're into it. I don't know. Anyway, one of us would be standing on the toilet posing similar to the statues outside the Changs. Queer. The other would be shouting Bronco cheers when the ball was not in play. Maybe that's for a distraction. During the climax, we would pretend we were children playing in the fountain in the grove. Nothing gay about it. Just bro supporting the team. Jeez.
What's with all this fountain and statues? They're giving bro jobs.
I guess there would have been a fountain that was happening when. At a climax.
Exactly. So, Brendan, what do you make of this as an observer of society? Do you reckon?
Oh, I don't know what to make of bro jobs in general. Basically, I guess they happen. I don't know about this forum and making erotic stories out of it. I don't think that's straight people at all writing those. I don't know. It baffled me.
Is it just our fantasies about all? As we said, often this is the subject of porn. Is it just us? Is it just gay men believing that it's happening?
A lot of that's a part of it, and. The guys that are claiming to be straight that are helping out and giving the bro jobs, I'm guessing they're not actually that straight. They're probably quite curious and pretending that they're doing it reluctantly.
Questioning.
That they feel remorse, but I don't think they feel remorse at all.
I think you might enjoy this one, Brenton.
Mm-hmm.
All right, truth time. I got a bro job from my pal David last week, and it was awesome. There was a little uncomfortableness when he put his mouth down there, but I came pretty quick. We made a rule that the bro job does not include pre-stimulation, or pre-stim, as these guys say. That means you have to get it hard, or at least semi-hard, before the bro sucks it. Normally, we watch some porn first. That does the trick. I'm putting my bro voice
yeah,
on
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
Very convincing, by the way.
Thank you.
Awesome job.
Once we're both hard, we'll flip for fisties. No, not fisties. Firsties.
Fisties
much later. And whoever wins gets off first. I heard of some bros doing 69, but that starts getting into gay territory. I would recommend for doing firsties first.
Wow.
It's nice. I love how it's like, don't do the 69. A little bit gay.
Yeah, too gay.
A little bit
but
gay.
But taking turns on each other's cock is fine.
Totally fine.
Yeah.
That's much less gay.
I love
There's another one.
One of them commented, agreed on no mouth cum thing. So someone commented that, you know, it's a little bit gay if there's cum in the mouth.
That's crossing a line there.
But he continues to say, in order to keep it as hetero-friendly as possible, we had to either wear a condom or finish into a wad of toilet paper. That's nice. One time.
That makes it seem spontaneous and sexy, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Throw us the tissue, babe. But he continues saying, one time, though, in the theatre, we were in the back having a spontaneous brojob session. Right. As I said, screw it. And I just swallowed. I find
daring.
Oh, I know, it's very daring, very for a bro. I find that if you make sure the penis is near the back of the throat when it discharges its baby custard, it's pretty much goes straight down.
I love the mix of clinical penis terms with the slang baby custard. Baby custard.
I love it. Bro jobs. There you go.
There you go. Now, okay, let's get...
let's just... A spontaneous go at the back of the theatre. Have you had a bro job? 0427 joy949 or on air at joy.org.au. I want to hear more of this.
Exactly. Now, is it... Can we look at this seriously, maybe?
We can try.
Is this a case of men who have sex with men who don't want to identify as gay? Is that what we're observing?
I think that's what it is.
Yep.
That to me sounds like the most rational explanation. Or, as we've discussed in the past, it's that young generation that really just don't care about labels. They probably don't call themselves gay, and they probably would more likely have a relationship with a woman, but... You know, whatever happens.
Yeah, and I definitely think it's those guys that are definitely curious
yeah.
and have found a mate that they can be curious with and experiment. Bam. Got it.
It's taking the bros before hoes thing to a whole new level.
It certainly is.
But I suppose in some ways it might reflect... the stigma and discrimination that impacts our community by guys who aren't able to or willing to come out. Because that often, you know, if they're embedded in the straight world, they're not going to find a way to experience things.
Yeah, and I think one of my mates, one of my new straight mates, actually told me that his cousin is gay, but he doesn't like going out to do gay things.
Yeah.
And so...
Yeah, I know a lot of guys like that, and I think it's a conditioning that they thought that, you know, when you haven't experienced the gay world, you're terrified that everyone in the gay world is incredibly flamboyant and camp and like a member of the Birdcage.
Yeah, of course. Movie with Robin Williams in it.
Yes. No, I'm straight acting. No one had ever picked me. No, I don't do that gay stuff.
Mm.
And they're terrified.
Well, one of my biggest fears when I was coming out that I was going to end up, you know, in my underwear on a Mardi Gras float, secreting glitter, which now I know
isn't... And I pretty much didn't. It was great.
Yeah. Which I, you know, now I'm just like, well, you know, it's not that bad. And not that I have been in my underwear on a Mardi Gras float for secreting...
I was in swimwear, not underwear.
Yeah, okay. but there is definitely that fear when people, you know, are experimenting and realizing that they might be into men, that they might turn into a massive...
Absolutely.
...flaming stereotype. But I mean, what we are seeing now is that is not the case, and there are gays everywhere.
Absolutely. And I think the more people we have in the media and on... in sports and all of that, it's going to constantly work to break that down. And so now we are getting kids coming out at school, which I could not have dreamed of.
I know, right? But look at Ricky. Something that I've really found interesting is Ricky Martin. He's like judge on The Voice.
Yep.
It's like being gay isn't even a thing. Like it's like still the women are all over him. Like the gays are still all over him on the show. And
that's how it should be. Isn't that what we're fighting for?
Exactly. Yeah. It's exactly what we're fighting for. And he is the perfect like man in the media at the moment for waving our rainbow flag.
Yeah, I mean, Will I Am's making jokes about him being the seducer and and he's flirting with the women. He's just turning that charm on everywhere. And but it's not weird or creepy or anyone's just like, yep, that's Ricky. He's
exactly.
Ricky. He's the hot one.
And even when I'm hearing people on FM radio, men and women are both saying, oh, you know, if I was dating your boyfriend or if I was dating your girlfriend, and same sex talk all the time.
Mm, right.
It's happening.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, people like Jules on Today FM and Merrick, they're throwing that stuff out there all the time. They don't care.
It's the way it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I think it's awesome.
It is.
Who knows? They might be doing bro jobs themselves during the song breaks. You never know.
Merrick and Jules offering bro jobs? I'm just not wanting to picture that.
Yeah.
Mr. Aussielicious Brenton, thank you so much for joining us again.
Thank you for having me once more.
Your blog is aussielicious.com.au.
Certainly is.
You can, lots of photos, lots of little comments on society.
Yep.
Oh, yes. Very strange comments from readers at times.
Oh, I can imagine. What's next? What's your next blog on? Do you have any idea yet? What's brewing
no
in
idea.
Your brain?
I don't think I'm going to be able to blog tonight. I've only just got home from work.
Oh, well, that's a great tease, Brenton.
Yeah. But there will be, no doubt, a blog over the weekend. I'm photographing former, now retired porn star Tate Ryder again, which will be an interesting photo shoot, no doubt.
All right. Well, sounds good.
Trying to move into mainstream modelling.
All right.
All the best. All the best. And hope it's not too cold for him or you.
I don't. No, the weather's too cold for me, that's for sure. I hate it.
Well, you're in Sydney. It's a little bit warmer up there than it is down here, I think.
It is.
Brenton from Aussielicious, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll talk to you next time.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.